Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, the last Shura of the Yomid. We hear in the Mishnah, B'shacha mevorech shtayim lefoneho, b'yachas le'acheho. These are the birches, krishme, and shacha. May mevorech, what lemaise, which bracha does he say? Omar Rav Yaakov, Omar Rabbi Yesh, Omar Rabbi Shie, Yoitzer Oyer, Uvoirei Choshech. You say the bracha is Yoitzer Oyer, Uvoirei Choshech. So the Gemara asks, V'leimo, let us say Yoitzer Oyer, Uvoirei Noiga. Why do you say a loshen of Chashchus? Let us say a loshen of Noiga. The exact translation of Noiga, it seems, is a little debatable. The Goyin says, Noiga is this man from the Shkia to Tzeisa Kechovim, and from Alois HaShachar to Neitzachama. That means there's a time that is a buffer zone between Yoyim and Laila. So if you were speaking of the Yetzer Oyer, so right afterwards we should speak about Uboirei Noiga, that is the next Zman in between. Why do we jump from Yetzer Oyer to Choshech? The Shleima Mishnasei says Noiga could be as a lotion of night, but it's Noiga is a lotion of reflection. That's when the Levana reflects the Oyer Hachama. So why did he say a lotion of Choshech, a lotion of Chashchus? So the Gemara says Kidachsiv Kamrinim. We don't have right ideas. The Pasuk said Choshech, so when Anshek Nesak Deilu were Mesaken the Nusach HaTfilah, they also said Choshech. No, so the Gemara says, if you're sticking with the Lashon HaPasuk, Elo Me'ata Oisei Sholoim Uvoirei Es HaKoil, let's see, the Bach's Girse Mikom Rinen Kedersi, you see, we were Mishane the Lishne Dekro. Elo Ksiv Ra, the Pasuk says Uvoirei Ra, so that means that in Tfilah we wanted to say a loshen toiv, so therefore we were mishana lishne dekro. Hachanami leima noiga lishne ma'alye. Noiga is a nicer loshen. We won't say mamish lishne dekro. Elam arove, that the criteria was not lishne dekro. No, there was a different criteria. De lahaskir midas yoim balayla, when it is yoim to be maskir, that the Rabbein Shalom is the one that creates layla, umidas layla by yoim, and when it's layla to be maskir, that the Rabbein Shalom creates yoim. What is the purpose of this? So the Rabbein Yoine brings down the reason why it is necessary to be maskil midas yoim ba laila, midas laila ba yoim. Rabbein Yoine is on daf hey amet beis bedafei harif. Rabbein Yoine says as follows. Midas laila ba yoim, yoitzer oir uvoirei choshech. Yesh yeshoyelim. Why is it necessary to be maskir midas yoim balaylo, midas laylo bayoim? Haloidaik sheyoima midas yoim bayoim, or midas laylo balaylo. Why is it necessary to speak about midas laylo bayoim? Voyoimar harav rabbi liol hatzrafti zal, shetam adovo, shemdamrinim bigmor, he brings a gemor in chulen, Ahumi noi, the Gemara Chulm is speaking a little about a different Indian, but it's a tzushtel to this. Ahumi noi da omar le Rebbe, mi shebora oir loy bora choshech. The one who created oir did not create choshech. U mi shebora choshech loy bora oir. Shenemar yoitzer oir uvoire choshech. There's a besondere yoitzer, there's a besondere creator for oir. And there's a besondere creator for Choshech. Kleima, mima shelo yomar yoitzer oir v'choshech. If there would be one yoitzer, so we could be put these two inyanim together. That's what someone came to a conclusion. He brought a raya from the posik. He says, look a little further. Hashem tzvokei shemoi, shehu levadai borakel. So therefore, in order that we should not get such an assumption, on the oimri midas yoim balaylo, umidas layla bayoim, lo haidiya sheboirei echod boro hakel. That is why we mention both in yonim, sai bayoim and sai balaylo. So the Gemara asks, "Alo midas yoim balaylo heichi mashkachas lo?" How do we mention midas yoim balaylo? Amar Abaye goyle el oir mitnei choyshech, v'choyshech mitnei oir. So this is the bracha rishayne that we make before Krishna. V'idach mahi? What is the other bracha? Mevorchim. Shtayim lefonel. What are the two brachas? Omar Rab Yehuda Mashmul Avo Rabo. V'chein oirilei Rabbi Lezel Raptos Barei Avo Rab. Before we go into the sugya of what the Nusach HaBroch is, let us go into Rashi. Lekamen Beforish Idoch Maihi. Later the Gemara is going to explain what the second broch of Birchas Krishma is. So Rashi had a shaila. What's the problem? Maybe it's Yishtabach, Yitzarer and Yishtabach. So Rashi says, no, the ilu brocha di Yishtabach eino min haminyan. This doesn't go to Birchas Krishma. Shila achrei psuki de zimra. This is the brocha achreina psuki de zimra. Kamei Birchas halo. Va'imrim oiso koidem zman kriyishma im yirtzu. This one can say, Koidem Zman Krishma Im Yirtzu. Now, this Rashi is a very quiet-looking Rashi, but that's Rashi saying, Meir Dike Chidushim over here. We have to understand, Rashi says that the Broch of Yishtabach has nothing to do with, that is a Shaykhis with Psuki de Zimre, and that can be said koidem zman krishma im yirtzu. This can be said koidem zman krishma. Now, which zman krishma is Rashi speaking about? There is a zman krishma lichatchile, mishayaker ben tcheles lelovim ben tcheles lekarsi. That's the lichatchile dik zman krishma. Or we hear this as zman krishma b'diavad. One can learn krishma from alois hashachar. From the beginning of Alois HaShachar, one can learn Krishma. So let's speak out both Eifanim, what Rashi is saying. If Rashi is going on the Lechatchila Dikizman Krishma, so Rashi is differentiating between Birchas Krishma and Yishtabach. Birchas Krishma, so Rashi means, Lechatchila, one should say, Bizman Krishma. Birchas Yishtabach, it's not dependent in Zman Krishma. You can say it, Koidem Zman Krishma, Im Yirtzu. That means, so then we could learn Pshat and Rashi, that Birchas Krishma, Lechatchila, one should say Birchas Krishma, when the Zman Krishma comes, which is, Mishayaker, Yishtabach has no shaykhes at all with Zman Krishma, and therefore one can say from Alois HaShachar, that means Yishtabach is totally in Trille, so therefore one can, in Yirtzu Rashi Vaistois, there is not B'diyevid one is Yaitze, Lechatchila one can say Yishtabach before Zman Krishma. But Birchas Krishma is dependent in Zman Krishma. And that we have to know, Rashi Daf Beis, Rashi said with a pashtus, that what we learn Krishma, the Beis HaKnesses, Krishma Shel Arvis, so we're not Yoyte Mitzvahs Krishma, then we say Krishma Lamed B'Tvila Mitoich Divrei Torah. The Rishonim ask Akasha and Rashi, what's with Birchas Krishma? So the Rishonim, those Achonim answer Rashi, no, Rashi held Birchas Krishma is not dependent in Krishma. Here Rashi said, Zman Krishma Shalayla Seisa Kechovim, we learned the Birchas Krishma before. So others want to say, because Birchas Krishma is Bechlau not dependent on the mitzvah of Krishma. So here Rashi does seem to say that Birchas Krishma is dependent on the mitzvah of Krishma. Rashi makes a difference between Yishtabach and Birchas Krishma. Birchas Krishma should be said Bizman Krishma. Yishtabach is not dependent in Zman Krishma. Unless we'll say the way we mentioned then, that Rashi is speaking about that one is learning Krishma from the Shkiyah, which is Bein Hashmoshes. So could be Legabi the Birchas Krishma, which is only Legabi the Darabonon. We can assume Savik Darabonon Lekula, it's Zman Krishma. That's what Rashi means over there. Legabi the Mitzvah of Krishma, we say Savik Deraisa Lechumre. So it could be we don't have such a kasha from over here. Rashi also holds the Birchas Krishma should be said Bizman Krishma. But the Shkiyah is called Zman Krishma Legabi the Birchas Krishma because it's Bein Hashmoshes already. Then it wouldn't be such a stira. But the way the other Achrayinim say that the Birchas Krishma Bechlal isn't dependent in Zman Krishma, so it's a little modern that Rashi seems to say Birchas Krishma is dependent in Zman Krishma, Yishtabach isn't dependent in Zman Krishma. That's one way to learn. There's another way to learn, and the Sivsei Chachamim brings a Tshuva Me'ava that learned this way, which is a Moira Dike Chiddush. And he says that Rashi is speaking about the B'dievedik Zman of Krishma Shal Shachis, which is Amud HaShachar. Now let's learn this Rashi, and we'll see Meir Dike Chidushim. So let's see what Rashi says. L'kama Mefarish Idoch Maihi. Later the Gemara is going to explain what the other brach is. The Ilo Birch the Yishtabach, Eini Min HaMinyin. Yishtabach doesn't fall into the category of Birchas Krishma. Shila Ache Psuki de Zimrik my Birchas Halo. Va Oimrim Oisoi Koidem Zman Krishma. So if we will assume Zman Krishma means Amud HaShachar, so Rashi is saying Psuki de Zimre one can say before Alois HaShachar, which is Amoyre de Kechidish. And the Tshuva Me'ave says like this La Aloche from this Rashi. That's a Hilam Shatan Rashi. Zman Krishma B'diyevet is Amud HaShachar. And Rashi is saying that the Pesuk in Yirtzu, Rashi says it like, if you want, you can say Lechatchila Pesuki de Zimre and Birches Pesuki de Zimre before Amud HaShachar, which is Amoyre de Kechidish. Al Koponim, just Rashi wanted to put on the record straight that Yishtabach does not fall into the category of the Shnaim Lefonel. Kedar Siv Komrinen, we say the way the Pasuk says, Siv Bekra Yitzer Oer of Eirei Chayshech, Eisei Shalom of Eirei Ra. Now, so now let's go back. So now we said that the two brachis are Yitzer Oer and Averab. Now let's go back again to what the exact Nusach is. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, V'idoch Mahi, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Avo Rabbe. The second broche is Avo Rabbe. V'chein Oili Rei Rabbe Lozo L'Rab Dos Berei, he told his son, Avo Rabbe. Tanya Nami Hochi, so now the Gemara brings a Raya to Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, because the Baraisa says, Ein Oimrim Abbas Oilom, Elo Avo Rabbe. The Rabbonon Omri, the Rabbonon say, Avas Oilom, the Rabbonon say, Ahavas Oilom, V'chein hu Oimer, V'Avas Oilom Ahavtich, Alkein Mishachtich Chosed. So the Goyin asks, the way our Gilsa is situated, he says, he never saw such a Gemara. The Gemara brings down that there are two Amoiroim that said Avo Rabbe. Then the Gemara brings a raya from a Baraisa. And what does the Baraisa say? It's a machlokes tanoim. The one Tana says, Avo Rabbe, v'rabbonon omri avas oilom. Fakert, roiv man, so it's very modern that it should be Tanya Kevosa, it's not, what is the raya? The Baraisa, you see, there's a machloikis, and the rabbim hold, you don't say, avas oilam. It's very modne. Therefore, he said, the Rif had a different girse in the Gemara. Let us again turn to the Rif. We'll see the Rif had mamish a different girse in the Gemara. Again, Daf Heyam at Beis. The Rif says as follows, Brocha Shnia Maihi. What is the second Brocha? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Avo Rabbe. The second Brocha is Avo Rabbe. That's what Yehuda Amar Shmuel says. The Rabbonon Omri, the Rabbonon that we have in the Baraisa were Amoiroim, and Val Rabbonon Omri Ava Soilom. So we hear the Amachloikis, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel and the Rabbonon. Tanya Nami Hochi, now the Baraisa says, not like Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Eino imrim avo rabba el avo soilom. Vecheinu oimer avo soilom ahavtich vekaimulon kerabonon. So it's mamish v'nahapachu. That the Rif had a pung verkehrte girse, and the halach is we paskin avo soilom. Let us see Taisvis. Taisvis says rabonon omri avo soilom, and Taisvis Hilkacht kino loyma b'shachris avo rabo o ba'arvis avo soilom. Taisa says, so we feel zich that we yaitse both, we say avo rabo in the morning and avo soilom at night. The minik sfar does both times you say avo soilom, and that stims according to the Rif. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Hishkim lishnois. A person woke up early and he wants to learn. Ad shaloi kora krishma. So before he said krishma and the birchas krishma, and he wants to learn now, tzorich levorech. So he has to go and make birchas ha-teire. Mishe kora krishma. But when he learned krishma, ain't tzorich levorech. Then it's not necessary if he didn't learn before krishma. Now he's saying now birchas krishma and krishma. And afterwards he wants to learn, eini tzorich levorech. So it is not necessary anymore to make birchas ha-teire, shekvar niftar bi-avo rabo. Es avo rabo is in the place of birchas ha-teire, so one is yoitz, if one did not say birchas ha-teire before davening, so one does not have to say after davening, because he's yoitz be-avo rabo. Omar Rav Huna, now the Gemara speaks about on what one makes birchas ha-teire. Lemikra tzorich levorech. If a person is saying psukim, then one has to say birchas ha-teire. Ulemedrish einei tzorich levorech. But if a person is only learning the droshes, the droshes like the sefri and the mechilta, the droshes, that does not have a din of Teire Shebiksa. It seems he held the whole chiyuv of Birchas HaTeire. We learn out Kishem Hashem Ekro Hovu Goydol Alekeinu. That's Tavke on Teire Shebiksa. Kishem Hashem Ekro Kulon Shmoisov Shalakodish Bochu. The Ramban says in the Agdome to his Perish and Chumish. So then when a person is learning Teire Shebiksa, there's a chiyuv of Birchas HaTeire. Medrash, which is only an explanation of Teire Shebiksav, does not have the maila of Teire Shebiksav. Ain't tzorich levorech. It is not necessary to make birchas ha-teire on medrash. The Rabbi Lazar oimer, Rabbi Lazar says, lemikra lemedrash tzorich levorech. So it seems Rabbi Lazar held that the medrash hakro, that has the maila of Mikra, since this is explaining the Psukim, so this has a mile of Mikra, so just like on Mikra one is Mechuyiv to make Birchas HaTeire, so the Medrash which explains the Mikra also one should make Birchas HaTeire. Le Mishneh Einei Tzorich Levorech. But Mishneh Teire Shebal Peh, that's not Kishem Hashem Mekra, Einei Tzorich Levorech. It's not necessary to make a broche. He held on Teire Shebal Peh, it is not necessary to make a broche. Rabbi Yochanan Oma, Rabbi Yochanan says, Af le Mishne, na mi tzorich leborech. The Mishne, which tells us the halachas of the mitzvahs, which were given, so that's the yisod of Torah Shebal Peh, na mi tzorich leborech. Aber le Talmud, einay tzorich leborech. Talmud, which be'etzem is only explaining the Mishnayis, is only the svaris of the Mishnayis, so Mamela, this does not have achshivis of Mishneh, so Talmud is not necessary to make a broch. The Rava Omar av le Talmud tzorich leborech. And Talmud is also achiv broch. The Omar Rabchiya Barashi, Zimnin Sagiyin, Have ka imna kame de rav lisnuye pilkin besifcha de veirav. There were many times we learned the shir besifcha de veirav. Have magdim vikamoshi yodei uborich. He washed his hands and he made birchas atoire. Umasnilon pilkin. And then he taught us the shir. Let us see Rashi. Shekvar niftar v'yavo rabo. Sheyesh bo me'ein birchas ha-toire. In avo rabo there is a similarity to birchas ha-toire. V'sein b'libeinu. L'ilmoid ul'olamed lishme v'lasis ul'kayim eskol divrei salmu teirosecho u'selambeim chukei ritzoinecho. Very interesting Rashi. The Shleima Mishnasei explains that Rashi is speaking about three nekudis which we find in the broche of Ava Rabbe, and these three nekudis are found in Birchas HaTorah. We will have later the broche Rishayne of Birchas HaTorah, according to Shitas Rashi, is v'harevno, that one should have a mesikus, a geshmak in learning. So Rashi says, that broche we say by an avarab also, v'sein b'libeinu lilmoy. Libeinu means on the taivis halev, on the kisufa delev, the cheshik, which the lave is the one that generates, is, that's the Vaharivna. V'sein b'libeinu. That's b'mokein Vaharivna. Lilmoid ulalameid lishmel v'laseis ulakayim es kol divrei salmu teirosecho. So the Shleima Mishnasoi says, lalameid is v'niya anachnu, that's lilmoid v'tzeetzoeinu. That's lalameid. That's already the lalamet. We pass on Torah to the generations. Lishmael v'laseis ulekayim is called divrei salmu teirosecho. He says that is connected the end of the posik, of the end of the broche. Kulanu yoide shemecha v'loimde seirosecho lishmo. So he says, Chazal tell us, haloimed ve'enei mekayim, that this bechlal is not considered loymed also. Avtoire ein loy. So, the end of the birch, the broch of Vaharivna, Yoidei Shemecha, Voloimdei Seirosecha, how is one called a loymed Teirosecha? That is still Nishmer, Velasais, Ulekayim, is called Ibrei Salma Teirosecha. Through the Lishmer, Velasais, Ulekayim, that is called a loymed Teirosecha. Now, what Rashi ends, Usalamdeim chukei ritzoinecho. So Rashi is really going on, that what it says before. Bavur aviseinu shebotchu v'cho, Usalamdeim chukei, we say chayim lasois ritzoinecho. So, and that is keneged the brocha of asher bochar bonu mikolo amim. That's bavur aviseinu shebotchu v'cho, vatalamdeim chukei chayim lasis ritzoinecho. So that's why Rashi brings this at the end. That means even though in the bracha of Avraham it's before, but this is b'mokayim asher bracha banu, which we say after b'harivna. Medrash u'korev le'mikra. Medrash is similar to mikra, k'goin mechilta v'sifra v'sifri shem medrashay mikrois. This is how we darshan the psukim. Medrash ein tzorech levoich afel koydem avarabe kam abochi muchach milsa beperek sheni. Av legmore tzorech levoich shehu iker ha-teire shemimenu hayra yoytze. He had before on daf hey hayra yisam zu gemore. The hayra, the klokait and teire comes only through gemore. Gemore haynu svoras taimei mishne v'tirutzei mishnayis hasayis resu ezu v'chasuri mechsere. So the cleanness that one has from utlima da teire, only that is the only way one can be zeichet to hayra. So we make a brach on this also. Yeah. Let us see Tosfos. Shekvar niftar, or perhaps, no, we'll see Tosfos. Shekvar niftar ba'av rabbi. We said that that if a person did not learn before Birchas Krishme, so it is not necessary to say Birchas HaTorah after davening, because he was nifta ba'avarabe. Avarabe is in the place of Birchas HaTorah. Ad hilkach nemrinu lekulu, and that really goes at the maskonis ha-gemore, that we say lasik b'divisayra harivno nashabocha bono b'rishalmi yesh hodom rinon shekvar nifter ba'avarab. This memre of Rav Yehuda Mashmur that says kvar nifter b'yavarab, so the Rishalmi says v'hu sheshono al asar, that is if he learned right afterwards. Perish la'alta, he learned right away. Shelomad miyad bi'oisai mokim. Now, looking at this Yerushalmi, we could learn two oifanim in the Yerushalmi. That's how the Goyin explains the Rosh, and the Yeshua explains this Tosfos. Rabbi Yehuda Omar Rav said that one is yoitze with the broche of Avarab. And the Yerushalmi says, v'hu sheshona alasa. So we could learn, it means as follows, the Avarab helps for that which he learned right afterwards. That which he learned right afterwards, that Avarab will pater. V'hu sheshona, that's what he learned right afterwards. But that what he's going to learn an hour later, so there was a hefsik, we'll have to make a new brach on that. So we could learn pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is telling us that the broche of Avarab, and who adin the birchas ha-teire, will only pater the learning that one learns right after he says the broche. But if there'll be a hefsik afterwards, and he wants to learn again after and now, then he'll have to make a new bracha. That is one way we can learn pshat in Yerushalmi. There's another way that we can learn pshat in Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi does not mean that it only patels the Torah that is learned right afterwards, but the Torah that is learned an hour later, you need a new bracha. No, the Yerushalmi is saying that in order for it to get a shame broche, you have to learn right afterwards. If you learned right afterwards, so then you will yaitse b'chas ha-teir, then you can learn the whole day. So we have two ways to learn pshat in the Yerushalmi. So at first, Tosfos learned the first way, that the Yerushalmi is telling us Bohu sheshona alasar, that Avraham patters the learning that he learned right away. If he plans to learn in another hour, then you have to say birchas haTorah. V'nishol Rav Rav Yitzchak. So since he learned that way, so yes, Rav Yitzchak going onu she'ein onu loimdim miyad la'achat tefillas hashachar. We don't learn right away after tefillas hashachar. She'onu trudim v'hilchin kach b'loy limud ad emtza hayoyim. They learned. They worked till chatzos. I mean, that was a yoyser. Maybe a little more than that. And then we sit down to learn. So according to the Yerushalmi, Amai einonu mevolchim bichas ha-teire pam acheres kshonu maschilim lilmai. The Yerushalmi says that the bichas ha-teire only patels that which is learned right away. But if there's a hefsek afterwards, the bichas ha-teire will not patel. So we should make a new bichas ha-teire. Vehei shivri, the loikaim along ka'oise Yerushalmi, hoyel ugmore shelonu loy amoroi, vein tzorech la'alta limon. So the Ri said one teretz, that's true, according to the Yerushalmi, it is that way. According to the Yerushalmi, birchas ha-teire can only pater the teire that is learned right afterwards. If he's mavsik, he has to make a new birchas ha-teire. But since the Bavli did not bother to bring down this halacha, so the Bavli holds that it's not necessary. Birchas ha-teire patels that which he will learn later, even though that he was mafsid. That was teretz aleph. But then he told them a second teretz. Afilu lefia Yerushalmi, he told them, you know, you learned krum shat in Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi does not mean that the Birchas HaTorah only patters the Torah which is learned right afterwards. The Yishalmi means something else. The Yishalmi is only speaking about the Baruch of Avarabe. Avarabe in Yisoy Deloy Havi Iker Baruchah Le Birchas HaTorah. Avarabe was not created as a Birchas HaTorah. The Iker Avarabe Le Krishma Niska. The Avarabe was Niskan for Krishma. Krishma is no Bishvila. Ein ein Nifta mi Birchas HaTorah. And because of Krishma, so if he's saying the Birchas Krishma, that will not patter, that will not substitute Birchas HaTorah. Elohim Yilmeid Miyad, the Gamlo Yase Hesach Hadas. That means the learning right away is to make the Avarabe Birchas HaTorah. That's pshat in the Yerushalmi. Avol Birchas Asher Bocha Bonu, or Birchas Lasek B'Divrei Soire, She'ein Iker LeBirchas HaTorah, Paitres Kol Hayoyim. There's no such din of Hefsek and Hesach Hadas. You make a broche, so even though you work till Chatzos, you start learning after Chatzos, you do not make again a Birchas HaTorah. Vim Toima, like Toisvis, he's saying a very interesting Yisoid, that someone makes Birchas HaTorah and finished, even though there was a Hefsik, a Hesach Hadas, he doesn't have to repeat Birchas HaTorah. Maishno Misuke Shetzorich Levorech Al Kol Sude Vesude Leishem Besuke. What is it, the difference of mitzvahs yeshiva sukkah and mitzvahs limud haTorah? If there was a hesach hadas from one achila to the other achila, one has to make a new bracha. V'yesh loimar d'shani Torah she'enoi miyayish baitoi. There's no hesach hadas from Torah. The chol shor odom mechuyev lilmoid. There is no zman that a person is potter from learning. Tachsiv vagisa boyoimam v'loilo. No. Lemaise, either there's a heter, there's a heter of parnose. But al koponim, that it is not, that doesn't make him a bar chiyuve. That means he's mechuyev keseda to learn. So the chiyuv, that's mutal on him, that makes ke'ilu there's no hesach hadas. Vavikamay yoshiv kol ayoyim b'loy hefzik. He says, the chiyav of limud ha-teir is mutal olof. Now he's busy, so pshat is, so now he can't fear oisus chiyav. But since the chiyav is mutal olof keseder, so there is no hesach hadas and hefzik from limud ha-teir. So therefore, the bracha patels the chiyav alimud shel kol ayoy. Aval achila besuke yesha kavuit. There's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. So when I eat, I'm a kaim a mitzvah. Teishu kein taduru. After I eat, I'm not up to dira. I'm not Isaac in dira anymore. So there's no chiyav. When I'll be hungry again, there'll be a new chiyav. So memele, since this manei chiyav are separated one from the other, so when the new zman chiyav will come, one will make a new broche. Vim taima, so now we have a new cloud. That yeshiva sukkah, there's different zmane yeshiva, and each man, when he falls into this gather of zman, when this man yeshiva comes, so now he's mechuyev to make, it's not called, there's no, whenever there'll be a zman yeshiva, then he's mechuyev to make a yeshiva besukkah, and then he'll make a bracha. Vim taima mibnei main onu mevolchen lishan besuke. So from the Rishayim it would seem the kasha is, that means he ate supper, he left the suke, he was Isaac and other things, now he comes back and he's going to sleep. So you said such a beautiful chilik that each zman yeshiva is a new mitzvah and there's a new chiyav broche. So now there's a yeshiva of shine, there's a dira of shine, so now we should make a new bracha. Mibnei ma'inem avolchen lishan besuke. V'yeshloime de bracha da'achila shem avolchen leishev potrosay. He says, the yeshiva of Shine b'chlal, they weren't machayev a bracha. He says, the ikar yeshiva is achila, that's the ikar kviyas. So, on that kviyas, they were mesakin to make a brocha. All other tashmishim in the sukkah, you don't make a brocha on them. They become gepatelt, which, they never were mesakin a brocha on the tofel dike tashmishim. Just like a person will be metayel in the sukkah, or a person, or all the other tashmishim tfeilim, they weren't mechayim a brocha. The bracha was only on the ikar yeshiva, which is achila. That's the ikar kviyas. That's one teretz. Inami, another teretz. Mishum shema lo yishon. Maybe he won't fall asleep. Bave bracha levatole. That means this eating is called a dire, a kviyas, because he's eating. But here, if he won't sleep, it seems that's not called a kviyas. A dreitzach don the better. I mean, that's not called teishvu kein taduru. Shrei ein b'yod elishin kol shoshi yirtze. So memele, one in the Rishonim say a little better. So maybe, who says he'll fall asleep? And when he starts to fall asleep, and he's not up to making a broche. So therefore, they weren't misakin. They were not misakin a broche an shina. V'ahoya oimer Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said, "Kshe'odom oimed mimitosoi ba'alaylo lilmoy." Amoyre dike b'chudish dike Rabbeinu Tam. He says, the Rabbeinu Tam told us as follows. As limud ha-teire, there's no such inyan as hesach hadas. There's a chiyuv v'agiso b'yoymon b'loylo. Is the chiyuv is... The chiyuv is a keseda de kechiyuv. Whatever he did, his pshat is, he didn't become ois mechuyev. He's still mechuyev, he's doing things in the middle. He has to work, he has to eat, he has to sleep. But al koponim, he never was nifka from the chiyuv. So the broche patels calls man achiyuv. The broche patels no chiyuv. So memele the Rabbeinu Tam says, kshe odom oimed mimitosei balaylo lilmoy. He went to sleep and he woke up, but it's still in the category of a gisa boyoimon baloilo. The chiyuv was yoimam v'loila. This 24-hour period, this a chiyuv of limud ha-Torah. So memela, whatever he does in that 24-hour period is not a hesech hadas from the chiyuv of limud ha-Torah. Shein tzorech leboich bilchas ha-Torah. Mibnei she bilchas ha-Torah shel esmel shachris poiteres ad shachris acheres. Eis the Benetam was consistent. What's the difference of working, sleeping? The Vagisa by Yoimam V'Layla is that's the Chiyuv alone is enough to be Mamshich the Brocha and whenever he'll learn. So the Benetam held, so who would then if he slept that night? The Layla goes to the day before, the Layla's not with the next day. So Mamela Vagisa by Yoimam V'Layla. Lein nehire, Sazoi Vai Toisvis did not want to agree with the Rabbeinu Tam. Vatsraftim, maybe what could be Toisvis held, Shin is too big of a hefsik. Shin is mamish hesech hadas. The other things could be, it's daitoi lilmoi, but Shin already is mamish as a hesech hadas. Vatsraftim nogu loimer psukim, Vatsraftim won noyik to say psukim, the birches koyanim, gamelu dvorim shein lem shir, shehi mishne, veilu dvorim shadamoichu peiriseyem, shubereise, mitnei ha-yirishalmi, deboi she yulmoid al asal. So now the tzraftim had a third pshat in the Yirishalmi. The third pshat is, it's not the Yirishalmi means that it patterns only the Torah he learns right away. No. Not the Yerushalmi means a special din in Ava Rabba like Taisvah said. No, the Yerushalmi also agreed with the Rabbeinu Tam that it can patter a whole day's learning, but the broch has to be chal on something. Just like by a Birchas HaMitzvahs, right after the broch, you have to be over last year, so you do a broch and then you do a mitzvah. The broch is chal. Birchas hanenin, you make a broche, the broche has to be, you have to eat right away, you can't be mafsik between the broche and the achila, and the broche and the mitzvah. So that's what the Yerushalmi is saying. The Yerushalmi is saying, in order for the birchas ha-teire to be chal, one has to make sure to learn right away. So this is a third pshat in the Yerushalmi. This is a third pshat in the Yerushalmi. Avol ein tzorich, k'moy shekasavti kvar. So Taisa says, no, but I said different shot in Yerushalmi. I said the Shalmi is only talking about Ava Rabba. So comes out a moirid kechidish, according to Taisa, that Birchas HaTorah, one does not need the kiyum of limud HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah is made on the chiyuv, v'gisa bo yoimam v'layla. And finish. So even though he's not even learning now, it's also sufficient. That's Poshib Shat and Taisis. So that Nei Yeshua asks a Moira Dike Kasha and Taisis from the Gemara we just learned. We have here a Machloikis on what one makes Birchas HaTorah. One said Mikre, one said Mishneh, one said Medrash, one said Gemara. The Gemara says, V'rova Oma Af L'Talmid Tzorech L'Vorech, and he brought a Raya. The Omar Rav Chiya Barashi, Zimnin Sagiya Vekeim Nekame De Rav Lishnuyim Pilke Besifra Deveira. We were learning Pilke Besifra Deveira. Let's assume this is Gemara. Have a Magdim Vekomoshi Yodei Borech. He made Birchas HaTorah. Frek the Pnei Yeshua Pilei Ploim. She made Birchas HaTorah. Not because Talmud is Mechuyiv in Birchas HaTorah, because in 5 hours he's going to learn Chumash. That's why. Taisa says you don't have to learn right away. Bishloim, according to the Tzraftim, that they said that according, that the Yerushalmi is telling us, that Al Kaponim one has to learn Torah right after Birchas HaTorah. So we have to know what Torah is. So if Gemara is not Torah, so why did Rav say Birchas HaTorah right before the Shir? He didn't learn Chumash then. He learned Gemara. So Mamel, it's a Gevaldik Araya. But according to Taisa, that it is not necessary at all to learn right after Birchas HaTorah. So yes, Samoira de Kekasha. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? He blives with a Kasha. Maimavorech. Now the Gemara asks, what is the Nusach of Birchas HaTorah? Amar Rab Yehuda Amar Shmuel Ashakitshanu B'mitzvoisa V'tzivonu Lasoik B'divrei Seire V'Rab Yochanan Mesayim B'hochi Harav No Hashem Elokeinu V'divrei Seirosecha B'finu V'fifiyos Amcha B'is Yisrael V'niya Anachnu V'tzehetzoeinu V'tzehetzoi Amcha B'is Yisrael Kulonu Yoidei Shemecha V'oiskei Seirosecha. The Rivsgirs is Volaim de Seira Secha, Lishma Baruch Ato Hashem Amalame Teira Lama Yisrael. Rabam Nuna Omar Ashebocha Bonu Mikol Haamim, Venos Alonu West Teirosai, Baruch Ato Hashem Noisena Teira. Omar Rabam Nune, or the Gemara is the Girs of Hoder Rabam Nune, Mu'ulashe Bebrochis. This is the best of the Brochis. Hilkach lamrinu lekulu. So others say pshat that since Rav Amnune, we'll see the maila of Ashebocha Habonu, but since Rav Amnune is me'ula shebebrocheis, so therefore when they were misaken birchas ha-toire, when you lain the toire, we say Ashebocha Habonu. That's the brocha rishayne, me'ula shebebrocheis. And in Bilchet, we don't say Ashikshal Asik B'divreisa, we say Ashebocha Bon. But in Bilchet Sateire, Limrinu Likulu, we say all broches. Let us see Rashi. Umevorech Bilchet Sateire. Rabbi Yechanan Mesayim Bohochi, the boy Psiche Beboruch, Bachasime Beboruch. Now, from this Rashi we see there's a big machloikis apoiskim. There's a machloikis the balamoyer af an old in this Rashi. Is this broche harevno a second broche? The balamoyer says there are three bilches atoire. Lasek bedivrei soire, number one. Harevno, number two. Ashebocha habonu, number three. One is connected Mikra, one is connected Mishnah, one is connected Medrash. That's what the Baal HaMoir says. There are three Birchas HaTorah. And he's Medayik from the Loshna Gemore, Hilkach Lemrinu Likulu. He says, according to the Rashi, he should say Letavayu, not Likulu, all of them. How many, there's only two Brochas. There's last we say about Harevno, which is one, and Ashebocha Bono was two. What's Likulu? You say all the Brochas? So the Baal HaMoir learned, because there are three broches. Harev no is the second broche. When one says, Lasik v'divrei soire, you have to answer amen. Harev no is the broche shniye. Fakert in Shulchan Aruch it says, we should say, if we hold it as one big broche, we should say v'harev no, because it's a continuation. It's very interesting. Rashi, Grat seems to hold that it is one big broche. Because Rashi says, Klod, the boy, psiche beboruch, vachasime beboruch. Rashi tells us, it's not two broches. It's to start with a broch and end with a broch. That means, like, this is a broch ktzore. And Rashi holds grad, you don't say v'harivno. Harivno Hashem alekeinu. Yavu oleinu lasik behem mi'avo. That we should be oisik bi'avo. Al Kaponim, since the Mesakne Broche, Rabbi Yankim Zechayinu Broche says that we see Chazal learned from the Matbeyes HaBroche what the Tzuras HaMitzvah is. The Gemara in Shabbos learns Hadloka Ois the Mitzvah from the Nusach LaHadlik. So the Hadloka Ois the Mitzvah. If in the Broche of Birchas HaTorah, Harev no Hashem alekeinu. So vaystois, the broche is the simche and the mesikis that a person has with the limud haTorah. The Egle Tal says in the Akdome, other people say that limud haTorah with a geshmakite, that's missing the lishma. And he says that's a grob tois, the ikar mitzvah is the simche and the ave. Rabbein Avrami Nahor says, even though Mitzvahs lav lehonis nitnu, that's mitzvahs. But Torah is yol lehonis nitnu. Because that is the tzuras ha-mitzvah, the geshmakai. Yavu aleinu lasik ben miyavu. Baruch Ata Hashem Amalame Teira Lame Yisrael Gassinan. That is the Chsime Veloi Gassinan Lamdeini Chulkecha. She'ein zu, if we begayr Islam deini chulkecha, she'ein zu bracha ba'ido al she'ova, el aloshin bakoshe, it is a bakoshe. Lamdeini, teach us. But David ki amra leile she'ein bracha amra, el aloshin bakoshe. Brachi kamar Hashem, she'ata baruch, lamdeini chulkecha. Bezui me'ule she'be brachais, she'be birchas ha'teire. And Birchas HaTorah, this is the best one. If she yesh bo ha'ido la'amokim v'kilus la'Torah u'li Yisrael. Taisvis also is gairet this. Ha'ri gassin in Baruch at Hashem ha'malam mitor la'am Yisrael. Avo le'goras la'amdeini chukecha she'ein zu broche elo bakoshe she'om ardov. Tznan also. We learned in a Mishneh in Tomit. And this is speaking about after the shchita in the zrika of the korban tamid, and they were mechatech the evorim of the korban tamid, and they were put on the kevesh, and they were salted already, and we were oimed before the haktore of the korban tamid. Now the evorim were set up on the kevesh, going up to the mizbeach, and it was soaking in salt. One of the rishonim says that now they had some time, they wanted the salt to extract the blood of the korban, even though it's not makiv. So they had some time now. So now, omalem ha-memune, now the memune told the kahanim, we have some time now on our hands. Bracha, bracha, achas, bilchu, bracha, achas, v'heim boch. They made a bracha. V'koru aseres adibris, shma v'hoye im shemoya, v'yoymer, u'bolchu esha'om, gimu brachas. Rashi says, u'bolchu esha'om, v'bolchu im ha'om, gimu brachas. What were the gimu brachas? Emes v'yatsiv, go Yisrael, they said. Va'avoide, they said a brocha and avoide. Ubiches kahanim, which we'll see is a grace, a machaikash rishonim, what this means. Ubishabis, maisifin brocha achas lemishma hayotze. So now we have here al kaponim, there was a whole seder, what the kahanim said, right after the siddur haivorim al gabi akevish. Now, so what is this first brocha? My brocha achas. What was this first brocha? So the Gemara says, Ki hod Rabbi Abba v'Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi, Iklu lahu asre. Bo minayu. So they were asked, my brocha achas. What's pshat? A Mishneh Tomit. What's brocha achas? By havu b'yadayu. They didn't know pshat in the Mishneh. V'osu shailu l'Rab Masne. He also didn't know pshat in the Mishneh. Also shailu l'Rab Yehuda. Amar lahu. Hachi amar Shmuel avarab. Shmuel said this bracha achas is birchas avarab. Amar Rab Zrike, amar Rab Ami, amar Rab Shimon ben Lakish. Yaitzeroyot. So we have here amach loikitz. What this bracha rishayna was, Shmuel said it was avarab. And Rish Lakish said it was Yetzer Oil. Now let us see Rashi. Bolchu Amalem Amamune Vuhu Skan Akaihanim Kediise Biyume Haini Skan Aine Mamune. Agavucha, there's a tremendous machlokes Rishonim here. Other Rishonim learn like Rashi, and other Rishonim say, no, the Mamune and the Skan Akaihanim were, had different functions. The Skan HaKanim only had five functions, and this is not one of the five. There was a Mamune. Mamune was not the Skan HaKanim. Bolchu Brocha Achas, Lekama Meforish Mahi, what this Brocha Achas was. Umina Brocha Shalifnei Krishmi. This Brocha Achas is one of the Brocha Shalifnei Krishmi. Ta'osom Misadi Lekulei Seder Avoides HaShachar. Bekoma. The la'acher she sidro ivorim al gabi akevesh. after they were mesadel the evorim of the korban tamid and the kevesh, umolchum, and they salted the evorim. Yordu ubolam lelishkas agozis, lishkas eshma, and v'hoda tani. But they, before Krishna, they said a broche. Omar lehem amamune bolchu broche achas, v'hein bolchu v'koro asaras adibres. This got very interesting. The Rosh in Masechtas Tomit said, why did they schlep them to the Lishkas Hagozis? He says, the Lishkas Hagozis was the Dalad Amish al Aloche. He says, Tfilosoi shel Odom Nishmas the Dalad Amish al Teire. Agavuche, if you remember, we had a whole shaila, if this helps for Frem dimension also, that Oyev Hashem Sharitzim Shor Metzionim Baloche Mikol Mishkan Ois Yaakov. So we mentioned there's a machlekes achroinim on the tzlach. The tzlach is only for those who are learning there. There's a maila. Frem dimension is there's no maila. A kaponim the rosh and Tomit says nitazoi. These kahanim weren't did not belong to the Sanhedrin of the Lishkas Hagozis. They schlepped them to the Lishkas Hagozis. Tfilosei shalodam nishmas bedalad amish shel Torah. Yeah. Ubolchu esaom. Now. These three words are very debatable words, and most Rishonim are not goyristes. Rashi says, Ubolchu es ha'om im ha'om. Now, so it seems that what they said, the Om said together with them. And what did they say? They said, Emes v'yatzit, avoide, בשביל העבודה שעושו היו מבורכים אחריו, רצי השם אלוקינו עבודת עמך ישראל, ואישי ישראל וספילוסו מסקבל ברוצה. It means they were in the middle of the עבודה. The שחית and the זריקה was already done. So that I suppose was the first half of the ברוכה. רצי השם אלוקינו עבודת עמך ישראל. The עבודה that was done should be מרוצה. Then we isha Yisrael is filos in sekabel barotz. Now we're speaking about, we didn't make the haktoras yet. So we're speaking about the haktoras, sekabel barotz. Baruch hamekabel avodas amo Yisrael barotz. The Rabbeinu shel Olam is mekabel avodas amo Yisrael barotz. He's tefriden what amo Yisrael does. Inami sh'oyisachol levadcha b'yiran avoy. Ubirches kaihanim, levorech esa'om. It seems from Rashi that they made now birches kaihanim. Let us see Taisvis, ubirches kaihanim, so Taisvis says, ve'ein zed duchen. The kaihanim did not go to the duchen yet. Shrei lo yoimdim le duchen ad la'acha haktores eimurim. We're holding before the haktores. Domrinim betainish loyshe pomim bayoim kahanim noisim kapeim. The first one's after the haktore. Then kain avle lemisni dalet pomim. Echod lifnei haktore vechod laach haktore. Ela beloynesi is kapeim omru birches kahanim kemoi shonu oimrim. They said the way we say lekeinu lekevi seinu bachinu vabroche. Fakelten the Rosh and Tomit explains this very well. This was all Tfilis preparing what they're going to do later. The Isha Yisrael Slos and Sekabel, the Aktorah should go good. They're going to duchen later. So they said, Elokeinu, Elokeinu, Seinu, Bocheinu, Babrocham, Shuleshes, Batoire. Faker, this is, before you need a hachone, before you do the mitzvah. Rashi says, Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi says, Ubirches Kanan, Lebor Hesom. They made now Birches Kanan. There was no time to daven the rest. It wasn't even Zman Krishma. So one is not Yaitse Krishma. So it's before Zman Krishma. So the question arises, if it was before Zman Krishma, so how could Rashi say, Ubolchu es ha'om im ha'om? What was the Om doing there? The Om did not say Krishma. The Om did not have to say Birchas Krishma, and the avoid the Om should start saying Ritzei, would not have to Krishma, would not have to Shemayna Esrei. And if they didn't say Krishma, why should they say Emes V'yatziv? So this is a Shverikait and Rashi. So therefore, if we are Goyres like this, Rashi Shver, the Rishonim that learn like Rashi, are Moichik, that what it says, Bochu Esa'om Imo'om. This is very Shver. Rashi says both Pshotim. The Om did not daven yet, they did not say Krishma, so there's no necessity to even say Birchas Krishma. So what's a Bochu Esa'om Imo'om? This is Shver and Rashi. Maisif in Brocha Achas, and B'Shabbos or Maisif another Brocha. Le Mishmer Hayoitze, Shamishmores Mischalfes B'Yoim HaShabbos. They used to change the Mishmores in Shabbos, Kemrin in Mesech HaSukkah. Mishmer Hayoitze, the Mishmores used to change in Shabbos, so the Mishmer that was leaving, Oise Tomit Shol Shachar, it was Makib the Tomit Shol Shachar, Umusofim in the Kol Musaf. Umishmer hanichnas oisen tomit shobein abayim ubozichen. My brocha achas. What is the brocha achas that they made before Krishma? Tiktoni reishe. Eizo min habrocha suwayme. So we hear over here that Shmuel said Avo Rabbe, and Rabbi Zrika, and Rabbi Amr Shem Elokish said Yaitzere. So the Gemara says further, Ki also Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Oma hoda Rav Zrike lav befeirish itmer. Rav Zrike did not say befeirish that the broche is birches yoitzeroyer, but elo miklolo itmer. It could be medayik from a memre that Rav Yitzchak said that he held that the broche that was said then was birches yoitzeroyer. Where do we see this? The Omer Rab Zrika, Omer Rab Ami, Omer Rab Shimon ben Lokish, Zoysei Meretz, when he learned this Mishnah, he says, from this Mishnah we can see, Brochois ein ma'akvois zu ezu. You can say one broche, in the Birchas Krishma, it is not necessary to say both broches. You could say one broche, and you have a schar of one broche. Even though you're not going to say the other broche. And he proved it from this Mishnah. Now what's the proof? Is I amrit bishloime yetzer oyer hava omri. If they were saying yetzer oyer, that's how Rabbi Zrika learned they were saying yetzer oyer. So it comes out as follows. That it was late enough to say yetzer oyer. That means when they were saying these broches, it was already yetzer achamo. It was light already. So if they said Yoitzer Oyer, so the question arises, why didn't they say Avo Rabo? If it was time to say Yoitzer Oyer, so Zicha was time to say Avo Rabo. So why didn't they say Avo Rabo? How could they only be Yoitzer with Yoitzer Oyer? So that's a raya that broches say Makim Zuazu. They were busy. They didn't have time to say more than one broche. And they picked on the broche of Yoitzer Oyer. So heine de broche sein ma'akve su'azu. The like omri avo rabbe. They could have said avo rabbe, and they didn't say avo rabbe. So from there we have proof, that broche sein ma'akve. Elo yamrit avo rabbe. But if you will say that he held like Shmuel, that they said avo rabbe, avo omri. So me'mele, so it could be when they said the broche, it was not as yet time to say Yoitzer Oyer. Is my broche say ma'ak v'zu v'zu? So how can you prove that broche say ma'ak v'zu v'zu? Dil ma'hayde loy omri Yoitzer Oyer, mishum dem loy mot osman Yoitzer Oyer. Could be, it wasn't the time to say Yoitzer Oyer, it was too dark to say Yoitzer Oyer, so therefore you didn't say Yoitzer Oyer. V'chimot osman Yoitzer Oyer, ava omri. So that is how we derive that Rab Zrika holds that the bracha they said was Yoitzer Oyer, because Rab Zrika proved from the Berai, from the Mishnah, that bracha say ma'akvis zu ezu. Let us see Rashi. Lav befeirish itme, loishama mi pire shlokish Shama befeirish my brocha achas yoytzerer. Now we can derive from what Reish Lakish said. Zoi say meres. Diktoni bochu brocha achas. Brocha say mak vizu vizu. Birich es ha'achas v'loi birich es ha'shniye. If he makes one brocha and does not make at all the second brocha, nafke mihoi yidechi vosebi shebirich. Zoi jaitu the brocha he said. Vein chavet o ma'akebis loima. And the chavet isn't ma'akeb loima shein zu me'elis v'loi zu. And mihochi shomer Rabbi Zrika, so Rabbi Zrika derived from this memory, the svirle v'reish lokish tach brocha achas yaitzeroyri. Why? Iyamut bishloimi yoytzer'er hava omri. If we'll say that they said yoytzer'er, v'loy avarab. V'avagav demot elei zimne. It came already this man of avarab, shav v'laylo roi loimak. Koshkein. So koshkein de kibin domri yoytzer'er. If it was time to say yoytzer'er, v'adei mot izman, so zicha was time to say avarab. V'vilohochi loy omri ele yoytzer'er. They only said yoytzer'er. V'su loy omri lo. And they didn't say it again. Heine de komri shma mino broche se mak v'su v'su. Ele yamet ha broche de komri avarab. But if you will say that the broche that they said, Reish Lakish held was avarab, heiche shaminen mino. The ain ma'ak v'zu v'zu. So how can you derive from this that he holds a ma'ak v'zu v'zu? Dil ma'ayd lo yom riyetzer, mishim do loik mot izmane, because the zman of yetzer oil did as yet not come. V'chi mot izmane, omri lai. The aval gav, how could you say loy mot izmane, the koru inu krishme, loy mot izmane, kedem rinem ba'alme. Hakeire yesh ma'im anshe mishma lo yotzo shanshe mishma magdimim.